Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, welcome to the juice. I'm kind of ghetto because I was supposed to be playing Kill Ben. Never let go. I thought we was gonna play the whole way through, man.
Oh yeah.
Say hi to everybody, man.
Hello, everybody.
Listen, y'all. I know. Yeah, like who goes in?
What up?
I think it's a moment's time. Don't you worry. But happy Friday, today is February 27th, and I am just really happy to be here. I'm happy about life.
You too.
Everybody happy?
Yeah, I'm loving it right now.
How was the holidays? How was your Christmas?
Holidays busy. My Christmas was busy. I enjoyed it. Family.
New Year?
New Year, family. I did the family thing this year.
Good.
Fucking with the family.
Good. Did you ever bring New Year's in church?
Yeah, I did in back in like been a few years.
Okay. Me and Mel did it last year and it was really nice. Pastor played Happy by Pharrell. And I was like, what's happening right now?
Right.
Why is he playing? But then he explained it. So it was just a really nice thing. They had balloons, confetti and all that. But this year I stayed in the house. And it was a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, God is really good, and I'm really grateful, and you guys know that I love to start my show off with something positive, so right now I'm going to start off with the inspirational word segment with Ivy Cleaver on day 8, and you guys know this is Joel Osteen's book. Every week I read a page or a day. It should be every day. If you're reading this book, you should read it every day, but since I'm only with you guys once a week, you know, I have to. You know, we're going to be in this book for a long time, basically. Y'all don't mind. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Do you like inspirational words?
Sure do.
Do you pray?
Love motivation. I pray every morning, every night.
Good.
So I pray throughout the day.
Today we're going to do day 8. Day 8 is a good day because I have Killer Ben with me, okay? And he's very goal-oriented. He's very ambitious. He's very driven. He's fiery. He's a sad like me. I just found that out. So, you know, he's really dope. So, day 8 really ties into our lives. Day 8 is I declare God's dream for my life is coming to pass. It will not be stopped by people, disappointments, or adversity. God has solutions to every problem I will ever face already lined up. The right people and the right breaks are in my future. I will fulfill my destiny. This is my declaration. God knows how to make all of it, everything work out. See, like before you were even born, God already knew who you were, who was going to be your mother, who was going to be your father, when you was going to fall for the first time, who you was going to marry, if you was going to get married, how long you was going to live. He already knows everything. That's why you can live life in peace, because he always has the last say. No matter what you do, whatever plans you have for your life, I'm telling you, you can have one thing planned and God sees another thing, and whatever he sees is better for you. God always knows what you need. He'll give you everything you need. It doesn't matter if you need it a week from now, a month from now, even 10 years from now. And the good news is that he is already taking care of you. God is a keeper. I hope y'all church at least sometime.
Right,
I'm serious. Y'all need to join the choir. Y'all need to go to Bible study. Y'all need to do something. Okay, try to keep your relationship with God tight-knit. I'm serious. People will be like, oh, I can't talk to God. He don't listen to me. Yes, he do. He hear everything you say. Right now, we're going to hear Never Let You Go by Killer Ben. And I love this song. Do you know I'm a
the only thing that matter is you and me. Sacrifice.
sacrifice everything except the queen, no. The joy and happiness you bring is what I fiend for. Open doors while you pull out chairs. Let you rip the runway with me to red carpet affairs. Let you come around the fam like this, the one. Tell them how we pop it off like clip the gun. Let the bottle pop, drop it top, right off in the sunset. But it's crazy because I haven't met that one yet. Never let you get away, never, never. My very final day, my hair color gray, same as the asking, fulfill you with happiness will be my only passion. Then I mash it up in the pool water flashing, show my chef skills on candlelight dinner after, good conversation, fine wine tasting, you my kind of girl, you so fine, I'm done chasing, and you so amazing, never impatient, a woman such as yourself gotta be God creation. When I find you, I'ma make you my rider. Then I'ma tell you this here when I'm beside you.
Common among other rappers. Ben says, I want to inspire with my music while encouraging to focus on their opportunities instead of their insecurities. Dubbing and sound deeper than music beyond rap, but something with life. Killer Ben stimulates thought with each verse and movement with every day sound without skipping a beat. Wow. Ben's manner of hip hop surpasses the ability to track his sound as one, allowing listeners to call the music as they feel it. I like that. I like to feel things, man, you know? I like to feel things. Yeah. In himself, then he can speak here.
You can't feel it.
Who to let him know his love is real.
Got the juice in the building, baby.
Ben need a singer for one of his songs. I think y'all should vote for me. I'm just saying. Yeah.
She's definitely out there. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
I'm just saying. You
know. Sound good, y'all. Think about the signer, y'all.
Cut the check.
Hold it up.
Cut the, what is cut the check? Because let's see, you got the hoodie on. It's nice. It's blue and white. Y'all need to see. This is going to be the I Love Fashion for the day. That's what that's going to be. Ben got the picture right now, right here. Ben, tell everybody. What is cut the check? What is it?
Cut the check is pretty much like, you know, I started cut the check for like independent artists. You know, the like trying to, that's on the grind, that's trying to get on, and they don't really understand the concept of the business. So, you know, I was trying to, you know, it's always artists saying, oh, I want to rock with this artist because they got their own label. I want to rock with this artist and he got his own label. And it's just like a lot of conflict back and forth. So artists don't want to work with artists because he's from this label or from that label.
Right.
You know, and I was like, all right, we just going to start cut the check. You know, it don't matter what label you want, cut the check is just like the umbrella for everybody to work together.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And basically, we telling the industry, the majors, yo, cut the check. We got a lot of labels out here, independent artists, you know, that's grinding. And pretty much that's what Cut the Check is all about.
I like that. So you like an entrepreneur.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to put like artists from different that got their own labels on mixtapes. You know, right now I'm working with some people in North Carolina, Memphis, Texas.
Okay.
So, you know, they got their own labels and stuff, but you know, they understand the concept of what Cut the Check is all about. So they're like, yo, let's do it.
All right. So where can, if people want to get, like, I'm going to post the hoodie that you're wearing, which is real nice. If people want to get that, how can they get that? Where do we go? Like, who?
Well, my brother, he's the one that basically started the clothing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't had my foot on his neck lately, so he's been kind of slacking, but, you know, he the man, he the go-to man. I mean, my brother, Modal, I mean, he's the go-to man for the Cut and Check. I can get the number, contact, y'all can holler at him, you know. And another thing, too, when he slowed down because a lot of people put in orders.
And they didn't come through?
And then they didn't come through, so he was like, listen, man, I'm spending my money, you know. So he's basically like, I got the product. If they want the product, he wants, like, money up front, like a percentage or whatever.
Okay, you know, yeah, like a down payment.
Yeah, to show that
You're going to follow
through on what you want.
Okay.
A lot of people just try to see what you're doing and how you're doing it, and then they like,
just being nosy, but they don't really try to support it.
Try to take what you're doing and run with it, but then when they're running with it, they drop and fumble the ball and try to come back and run the next one.
I get you. Instead of completing what they first started.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what's the number that they can call to get in touch? You look that up, and while you're doing that, I want to hear how to say goodbye. It's hard to say bye. By Killer Man. I like this song. I listened to it 3 times.
Yeah. Black House. Mo' Bar. Killer Man.
An imaginary world.
Yeah.
Then how am I supposed to get away?
Wait.
When they turn your body parts telling me to stay.
Damn.
It's making me feel all so caught
up.
In this relationship here ain't for us. Need more trust, but is it more lust? Hop a shower with the towel, damn you gorgeous.
Yeah.
Clothes in the Louis bag, I won't leave ya.
Girl,
you kryptonite, making me weaker.
Ooh.
Body saying yes,
yes,
my mind saying no.
No,
somehow I just can't make it to the door.
Can't
rush up for me. I know that you want me.
Wanna
go grab the honey,
go
just
grab
take it.
It
to the floor.
They get it all sticky,
they let the sweat pour.
Rip
the way you're looking at me, I know I'm yours.
Heart you kidnapped,
lips unconcealed, the kiss, I feel trapped.
Knew
one day I would meet my match.
I knew it.
Soon I'm out the door, I'ma miss you. Think about your eyes and how you smile, how you giggle.
Uh-huh.
I love everything about you.
Love it.
You're never insecure.
Never.
Even though I want you, you want me even more. Make it real hard for me to leave you. Bedroom eyes saying, daddy, I need you. Feeling like a teenage love.
Love.
Then you walk away switching your apple bottle, bro. I can't believe you. And you got the nerve to have a something see-through. The mind game that you play should be illegal. And I love the way you try to stroke my ego. Then you jump in front of the door like don't leave, bro.
To you.
Feel my lows and highs
in a few. I'm about you hypnotized. Me with your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Damn, you make it so hard to take the ride.
Back. That was hard to say bye by Killaman. I love that song. What motivated you to write that? Did you write that?
Yeah.
You write all your music?
I do everything. I write, produce, engineer, mix, master, hit the street, promotion, all of that.
It's good to have all those things under your belt, but is that aggravating at times? Like, do you wish that you had someone else to do it? Are you content with doing it yourself?
Yeah, I'm more content. It's hard to find people that are motivated
and gonna do it the right way. So that's my thing, because I do everything myself as well. Not as far as this show is concerned, but the preparation, yes. But, you know, just in life, because if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself half the time. People don't really get your vision and your passion, and they won't put 1,000% into it like you would.
Right. It's hard to find people that's going to put 100% in something that you got going, you know. Everybody got their own vision, you know. So they have their vision, you got your vision. I want to sit down at the table and put a vision together and follow through on it, which is, you know, sometimes it's hard to do and it could be easily done because people have done it already.
Right. That is true. It's familiar.
Yeah. It's been done. I just didn't connect with the right people. So y'all out there, y'all ready to connect? Y'all ready to get on this plane? Let's push this boat out this water and jump on the yacht.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
You heard that?
Get on this yacht.
What inspires you? I want to know that.
God inspires me first, family second, and then just seeing the struggle for what it is and knowing it's a heartless world we live in.
What's the struggle to you?
Struggle is just seeing people struggle on a daily basis when, you know, it's like a lot of obstacles that it throws away. You just got to keep pushing. Struggle to me is just like anything. It's really not it's a struggle, and at the same time too, I think it's God's plan, pretty much. You know.
I want to know something, because you're a black man. Are you black? Are you black? Would you consider, what is your nationality?
My nationality, I'm God's plan. That's my nationality. I'm black. I'm God's plan. You know.
Okay, so when you fill out an application or have to do something where you check off your race, what do you check off?
Check off African-American. I'm not even African.
I understand, but why aren't you African?
Nope.
No, I'm asking, why aren't you African?
Well, I'm not
African.
I'm not from Africa, but you know, they say the black man is created in Africa. The black man started in Africa. So I guess because of African heritage, that's what we're taught.
Right.
So a lot of things.
But that don't mean it's correct.
It's
accurate.
Right.
It's just a way of like brainwashing. Like they said Christopher Columbus is up in America, but we all know that's bullshit.
Right.
I wanted to ask you, when did you start rapping? Like, what made you, is this what you want to do? Like, is this it for you? Like, what? I want to know.
It's just not... You know, rapping not just, I'm on a whole other platform, man. I'm trying to see people, a lot of people that are grinding for something. I want to work with people that got dreams and goals and ambitions.
So you want to help people's dreams come true.
Pretty much.
That's what you want to do. When you go in the dirt and it's done, it's all said and done, and you're leaving your legacy behind.
Right.
You want to represent motivation in uplifting people.
Right.
Assisting people some way, who they are at the moment.
Right.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, are you going to school for anything like that? Like, what are you doing to implement that dream, that focus that you have?
Well, right now, I'm going to school for counseling, drug counselor. Smoke with a lot of people that are coming home from jail, from prison, you know, got to deal with the situation as far as like, I got a felony, I can't find no work. I work with a lot of those type of people trying to help them find jobs, help them get back to school, you know, showing that they can still make it. And so far, a lot of guys that have been coming home that I've been working with, they doing better than guys who've been out here 10 years.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's like now they feeling like, that I never left.
Right.
I mean,
that's beautiful because, wow, let me tell you something. Felons, they have a hard way in today's society. Being a black man, you know, being a felon on top of that, like, they feel like that's something, an obstacle that they just can't overcome. What is your opinion on that, being a black man in today's society and coming home being a felon? Because that's what you do. You work with these people.
I think that felony thing, I think it's mind. It's all in the mind. Because once you put that in, it's like anything you put in your mind and you keep telling yourself, oh, I can't. That's why I keep saying, I can't do it. If you keep telling yourself you can't do it, then you ain't going to never do it.
Right.
You know, you got to motivate yourself to be like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this job.
Right.
I'm going to finish school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to plan your goals and you got to sacrifice and keep pushing to get this.
What are the obstacles in your way?
Regardless of the
you got to knock those things down.
I was a fella.
Yeah.
No.
Was it hard for you to get back on your feet? Like, when you got, like... First of all, how long were you in jail?
I did two bids. I was going for 4-on-1, and then I did 3.5-on-1. No. Second one, it was like, my first one, I'm going to say it was all me, but my second one, it was basically guilty by association.
Yeah, in the wrong place. The wrong type of
it wasn't even the wrong place, the wrong time. It was just that, you know, a lot of discrepancy with the way the federal system works, where they say with a felon, and you know they dealing drugs. You come to I'm from the hood. What I look like going telling on somebody I do.
Right.
I mean,
right.
My family lives here. I'm from there.
So you basically saying you didn't snitch.
Pretty much.
So you did a little Ken, basically.
Pretty much. I basically did my last bid on the strength of keeping my mouth closed.
The game.
Yeah. Pretty much. I did my last bid on the strength. I wasn't even hustling when I caught my last bid. I mean, I was in the music. I had like independent on the table. I mean, it was just pretty much like guilty by association, you know, co-defendant. They know I had to do with it. Something that I really didn't have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was like an eye-opener to me because I really didn't know the federal system play like that. So it was like, damn, you know, they could just take your life like that and you really not.
You can't do nothing about it.
Yeah,
so did that motivate you to educate yourself about the laws and your rights?
That right there just motivated me completely to like who I hang with, who I associate with, what they into.
Yeah.
You know, like, I had 2 phone calls. I copped out to a 10-year bid. You know, so it was like, it was just like crazy. It wasn't fair. Just basically take this or prepare for trial.
Wow.
So it wasn't like nothing. I listened to my phone calls. I'm like, yo, you gotta be kidding me. You telling me you basically saying, I said all right to what he was going to do. You basically gonna say I'm guilty.
Yeah.
No, and it was like it wasn't even like I was wrong. It wasn't even like I was conscious of what the person I was on the phone with was saying. And he was basically like, yo, kill him, man. I'm fucking over here.
Hello, guys. Sorry. Me and Ben were chopping it up, and things got really serious.
Yeah, it definitely got, you know, it took me back. It took me back to what really got me to where I'm at now.
But it changed you for better, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. And I changed, like, my friends, my places of being, you know, conscious of what I say on the phone before I hang up. It, like, really put me on point to, like, yo, my right hand, yo, I'm about to go over here. And by this, I'm like, yo, drop what? Don't be clear, don't be Yeah, what are you talking about? Like,
so you, it was just off of technicality.
Yeah, pretty much. And basically saying, oh, that you got a prior felony, so pretty much you could have been involved with the drug transactions that was going on. And I'm like, yo, that's the hell no.
I want to ask you, what would you suggest to someone that is going through right now what you've been through? Like someone that knows they're going to jail. And, you know, people don't realize, like, if people have families, children, you know, jobs, dreams that they're leaving behind. But it's all about the mindset.
Yeah, true.
So what would you suggest? What would your advice be?
Oh, when they lock, you know, they just lock the body. They ain't stop my mind from, you know, planning and, you know. But it did take me away from my family. And I lost a few family members while I was away.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, that's the way the system is, man. The system ain't care for nobody. Well, that's the whole thing, to lock us up and throw away the key.
Mm-hmm. And keep you down.
You know what I mean? So, like, keep on the streets, man. You just got to be careful of your associations, man. What you saying, what you doing, who you doing it with. You know? They say the best person tell on themselves. You tell on yourself about who you deal with, who you run with. You know, who you hang out with, who you do things with. You basically tell on yourself.
Yeah, you gotta watch the company, Pete.
Definitely.
Black House.
So high.
It's
I don't know if I should ask what motivated you to write this song, but I like it, though.
Why leave her? I need a body to stay your ground. You get high on me. You are my everything. You are. And I know you thinking wet and rain. You are. I know that you rest the same. I want you to spread your wings and you'll get high off me. We got a lot of time to hang. We do. But you do whatever Simon say. You will. I should take her to my hideaway. By the lake, right away. And you'll get high off me. But I still see her by the way. Undo. Where I hustle, that's a body. Yeah, I did. But I still gotta find a way to convince her to stick around that she'll get high off me. So high. You high, baby. No, don't. I talk to my future bride this way. I do. I tell her take the time to play. I'm that terminal 24 like wait. You'll get high off me. Think about them good times we had. We did. Bottles of rosé, dime to hash. I swear you have to find the stash. It's all happening way too fast. But you'll get high off me. I told her that I want more play. I do. She tell me give her one more day. I will. I'ma do what the young boys way. I'ma get a strong dog like wait. She'll get high off me. Now the ball in my court, it is. Cause I'm all in a thought, I am. My hands all in a show. Whisper in the air like baby, you'll get high off me. So high. You high, baby. No more silly petty games to play. I don't. No longer do I claim the yay. I live like the real dangerous way. And she'll get high off me. We go shopping, thinking, didn't we? Well, anywhere you wanna go, girl, it's my treat. It is. I wanna cuddle up with you when I sleep. I promise I won't lie or cheat. Cause you'll get high off me. If you find the right one, keep her. Keep her. If you find the right one, keep her. Like a deep dish, slice the pizza. Please her, she won't leave you. She'll be high all day. Have my cake and eat it, now I'm straight. Oh yeah, why lobby and the love feels great. It don't take it till you find your soulmate. Don't take them for granted and say, you'll get high off me.
we do. But you do whatever Simon say. You will. I should take her to my hideaway. By the lake, by the way. And she'll get high off me. But I still see her by the way. I do. Where I hustle, that's a blinding, yeah. I did. But I still gotta find a way to convince her to stick around. That she'll get high off me. So high. Yeah, I'll talk to them fly this way. No, don't I talk to my future bride this way.